Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Redefining Democracy in America, Part 2, by Jackie Apple and Keith Antar-Mason. Thank you for listening.
Listen.
Is the only voice you hear the voice inside your own head?
Listen.
Is the only voice you hear the voice you can see?
Read. Listen.
My. Who gets to speak?
Lips.
Who is silenced?
Who is silenced?
Who gets to speak?
Who is silenced?
Read.
Who is silenced?
Are you listening?
My. Are you listening?
Are you listening?
You have the right to say what's on your mind.
Is anyone listening? Do they hear you?
You have the right to remain silent.
Bound
are you listening?
Gagged.
Do you understand the consequences of silence?
Bound
being silenced, of not being heard,
bound
of not
gagged.
Speaking out, of not listening.
If he does not say this, then we will forget it.
I am a serial killer. I have done over 6 million victims.
If you do not say, shh.
I am hard, Serengeti hard, about to erupt, about to penetrate the silence of Soweto, the sweat, the odor, the odour roots, the earth poison. Smell it in El Segundo, the knife that keeps me company, scented with blood, the knife in Cut City. Shh. The knife man lives for the blood pulse.
We interrupt to inject this meaning.
The edge of this knife is the point. Keep quiet. Have you ever held a knife? Felt it? Its power? Its moja? Do not say it. Forget it. It will go away. The knife stuck in the earth.
A circle drawn crudely into the dirt on an abandoned lot, and gather the young black boys, the young black children, do this in sweat-covered t-shirts. They laugh with each other about this secret. As shadow people, they keep their distance. Learning geography is a good thing. How far away can you stay from them? When your eyes meet theirs, a sidewalk passage, battleground, becomes as far away as ancient Carthage, another distance compared.
The knife man keeps his blade clean, oils it with a victim's saliva, rock salt, and baby oil, wintergreen alcohol, and a piece of suede.
Has the knife man come? Come after you? Has he chased you down Delmore and DeVolver through the crosswalk to Enright? And you run up the apartment steps, and he catches you in the hallway. Cool, because it's dark inside, and did the knife point first prick you? Did you close your eyes? Catch your breath?
You are supposed to resist him silencing you. Does his young left hand cover your mouth? Did you bite him? Did you care at that moment that his mother's tongue had been cut away here in Cut City?
Mama, sing to me the blues and watch me fall asleep on TV show. But in my room, I wait to get up and wash my face and put my own socks on. Mama is singing in the kitchen and cooking bacon and hot eggs and buttered toast that jumps like me. When she stops and cries and holds me sometimes, 'cause I remember him too. My brother who played basketball and helped me climb the tree in our front yard. And I don't remember when he died, just his body on the schoolyard, and how they didn't want me to see him like that. But I touched him anyway. He didn't seem dead, warm, and quiet like when he put me to sleep. And when I miss him, I don't remember him being dead. I remember him darting in between two other big boys and letting the ball fly, and him running over to me and saying, "You taught me that, 'cause I could fly in my dreams." And when we played together and he would sing the same song Mama was singing this morning. And Mama is right, when you call a spirit, you remember how he tried, how he washed my face and helped me brush my teeth, how he shot the hoop holding me higher than I ever have been. And I don't want to see him, I don't want to seem brave or be brave, 'cause I can wash my face and brush my teeth and call his spirit and fly, 'cause I want to live and go on that schoolyard and shoot the hoops and believe that I am safe in this holy ground, 'cause we don't kill dreams anymore.
And it is hard to survive in the Serengeti, the Soweto in his eyes, the Bensonhurst in his mouth compels you to resist him, his firm maleness, his odor.
But you smell his
odor.
Rage.
You are supposed to resist him.
You can feel
him. Him to be far away.
His tar grit.
Like Brazil.
His juices.
And the headless children.
His.
You have seen them.
Drum gods. Panic. Calling you. Summoning you to him.
They gathered all those young black boys by Gede's moon to keep their pain silent.
Come on now.
They cut the moon into a slither.
The moon.
In Central Park.
The knife man.
In South Central, and with chemical solutions.
It's supposed to be
doing
this.
The knife man is a hex man.
Taking you hostage.
The Serengeti is a hard place.
Freeing you from
all. To survive.
Else,
to have a vision,
but
a higher self. The knife man
like
knows
him.
This. They are supposed to stay there
the
and be with themselves.
Well
and
kept.
Their Drum God's panic was to soothe them Clean. Until they killed themselves in Soweto, and in sure. South Central, in Central Park.
It's so hot! The knife man tells them to draw blood. Blood. Pulse.
And they are not supposed to be heard. The drum god's panic was to make it easy for them to kill themselves and not be heard in your ears. The drum god's panic was not supposed to be your heart's beat, America.
And the knife was not supposed to touch your throat. The blade touching your lips, and what you are about to swallow is the drum god's waters of life. It can wake up the dead of the Serengeti, the dead of Soweto, the dead of Bensonhurst, and yes, the dead of Compton. You forced us into silence and shame because of our history, the label of slavery, the blues, our tongue cut out, and you will not listen to our gibberish?
The knife man becomes priest, a priest with a mission, a bloody purpose awakened to the mysteries in this dark apartment building's hallway.
Cool! Cause it's dark inside. You ran into it, America. Cause it was safe, urban renewal, and the knife man's touch feels good. It is better than the fear, living in fear of what you have done. Living guilty, America, for what you have done to this crazy man with a hard knife. This mask you wear, it feels good. You close your eyes. Feel him so close to you this way with his knife. It feels so good. It feels like justice going in the point, the tip, the head, the reason. This is not happening. Why are you so angry? You why would you want to do this to me? And the knife man hears it. It sounds like freedom to be listened to be heard. And what choice do you have? Not until it was made clear the drum god's panic, your heartbeat, your throat filled with his bitter need. You try to understand. You try to understand. But it is hard to survive in the Serengeti, the desert place of the soul.
We see you. We see you walking the tightrope of humanity, slicing watermelon meat in closets, safeguarding dreams on your shoulders, dancing in lips of trash can fires, bulletproof defiance in your eyes. We see you, knife man, and we want to scream. One in three, one in three, one in three. We see you. You were the little boy in the back row making fart sounds with your underarms when teacher turned her back. You were the little boy who cracked on people's mama when it was your turn to read aloud. We saw you drawing intergalactic victories on the back of your birth certificate. You were the one with the greased elbows and ultra-sheen brushed hair, 'cause Big Mama said you was her baby. You were the one with bright eyes that glimmered brown in the sunshine. You were the one who hung back in the bathroom smoking Camels unfiltered, blowing smoke signals that went unheeded. You were the one ripping off candy stores for fun. You were the one slouching in remedial classes, drawing a line to match the word with the picture. You were the one who stalked the dead streets between street lights. You were the one who talked loudest, who led the pack, who died night after night just for fun. You were the one who never forgot Big Mama's birthday, who stole $2 out her purse and felt ashamed. You were the one who could fix anything electronic while explaining how it all worked. You were the one who drifted out of high schools and relieved your teachers. You were the one dancing tight under strobe lights, pressing your hardness into her softness and learning how to seduce with mystery. You were the one sleeping to noon 'cause there was nothing to get up for. You were the one who learned to pack, who felt the power in the sleek black handle, who felt the power in the beautiful blade. You were the one wearing the uniform of youth camp. You were the one who cried in your sleep and could not dream. You were the one we lost. One in three, one in three, one in three. We see you, knife man, and we want to scream. One in three, one in three, one in three. Black men under 25 are in prison or has had some contact with the penal system. One in three, one in three, one in three. Black men will be murdered by another black man. One in three, one in three, one in three. We see you. And we cannot forgive America for stealing you. And we cannot forget the fear of you. Even Big Mama cannot admit she feels, wondering, wondering if she can walk safely to cash her check. And we cannot forsake you. We see you with genetic eyes that bind us like ensnarled roots. We see you and see our collective failure. We see you and see the seeds of hope still there. We see you, knife man, and we want to scream because one in three is more than we can bear. Because one in three incriminates America. Because one in three exposes a community that has lost its sense of family. Because one in three chills us in our souls. We see you, knife man, and we want to scream. We love you, 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 we love, 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 love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, you. If we could just find the power in that word.
Knife Man is the specter of our deepest fears, the black hole in our collective psyche, sucking up our future. He is a Siamese twin who cannot be surgically severed. He is the social entropy that causes the body to eat its own flesh. He has no memory of freedom summer.
You know the street, walk up brownstones, all night grocery on the corner, apartment
divided
buildings,
nation,
double glass doors and buzzer systems,
divided
I
city,
have my key in my hand before I get there, walk on the curb side,
divided
of the
community,
someone is lurking against a wall in the dark,
double
he's
standard,
he's a zip-up jacket, he's young and black, good
fork
looking,
tongue,
agile muscular body,
naked,
I can
aggression,
feel him walking behind me, keeping an even distance at first, then getting closer,
naked,
I think
aggression,
he's following me, I'm afraid, I'm ashamed, would I
dagger in the
right?
Heart,
suppose he's just walking down the street like me,
naked,
quickening
aggression,
his pace against the cold. Statistics race through my brain. 1 in 3, 1 in 3, 1 in 3.
How free are we?
I shove the key into the lock.
How free? How free are we when we are not free?
We will
to
not
walk
tolerate.
Down the street without fear for our lives.
We will not tolerate.
Because those who do not feel free in
we
any
will
other
not
way
tolerate
feel free to kill us.
Naked aggression.
You don't know anything about me. You make an assumption. You make me a symbol. You make me a sacrifice.
Should she go limp,
leave your mark
fall down, and
will
play
you
dead,
as a warning,
like
you
are supposed to do with a bear?
That my life is no more
maybe,
valuable than
if
yours.
She doesn't move,
make symbol,
makes no
make
sound,
you make
he'll just go away.
You choose me
or maybe
of the color of my skin,
she
my
should
hair,
call
my
for negotiations.
Is that it? Is that it?
Invite
you
him to have coffee. Demand he look her in the eye and state his case.
Where did you pick
as if reason could penetrate rage. 1 in 3, 1 in 3, 1 in 3, women are victims of violence.
Is that it?
She could ask him if he needs to drink her blood like a vampire in order to live.
But this will not make him free. It will only make him into the very things they say he is.
We will not tolerate
you think
unprovoked
we are so different?
Naked aggression.
We have both been deceived, and our denials rob us all of our dreams.
We will not tolerate.
Can you hear me?
We will not tolerate.
Are you listening?
We will not tolerate
is anybody
unprovoked
listening?
Naked aggression.
When he has no voice, he will speak with his body. It feels like justice, but it is a suicide mission. Free at last.
Are you listening?
Free at last.
Are you listening?
Free at last.
Are you listening?
She was trying to talk to him.
I hated being a stepchild.
He didn't want to hear.
She was always trying to talk to him.
I was always misunderstood.
He wanted to shut her up.
I mean, endlessly.
Say, babe, you gotta
relentlessly,
see that.
Mercilessly criticized. I was slapped if I tried to speak up for myself.
You like, got a match there?
Well, I remember on my birthday, I got candy from Daddy. And I shared it with Larry and Sarah, you know, the real birth children.
Listen,
before
babe,
I
gotta get
well,
out
I just
of
took
here.
One piece
get
for myself
late.
and put it back.
Her
I mean,
eyes.
They scolded me. They said, you selfish
her
little pig.
Her hair was messed up when she got home.
They called me a pig.
Was she out partying?
They said I didn't share.
You could smell another man on her skin.
But
she
I did.
She tasted salty. He was sure of it.
I shared. I did. And then they slapped me into silence.
You know.
It was obvious.
He knew what she would say.
I hate being misunderstood.
She didn't need to be there.
You know, it really
he
scares
could
me.
Both parts by himself.
Something.
Hers.
And his.
Something bad
what
always
was she
happens.
For?
What was this pretty
when
little
I'm
bitch for?
Misunderstood.
Anyway?
Something bad
he
always
knew
happened.
He what she wanted to say, and he didn't want to hear it.
He didn't want to hear it, and he didn't want to have to hear it.
Misunderstood.
He kept a gun behind the dresser.
Or under his pillow.
Or in his belt.
For self-protection,
she told her big-eyed friends.
It was self-protection.
I'm scared.
So he wouldn't have to hear what he didn't want to hear.
He decided way ahead what she would tell him one day.
Selfish little pig.
He knew it before she thought it.
But I love you,
she'd say, bewildered when he'd lay into her.
All in a heavy rage about how he knew there was someone else. He knew she wanted to leave him.
I love you, was all she could say, and then she'd begin to cry.
Cry, baby. God, it made him sick.
He rented a secret room downtown.
He made plans.
He opened the window.
He wrote in a white notebook.
He aimed his gun at the moon.
3 times he pulled the trigger.
He wrote it all down in a notebook.
3 times he tested his gun.
He cleaned it.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
At night, they ate in a mood as thick as suspicion.
In bed, she said,
at night, I was banished to my room while Larry and Sarah watched TV with their mom and my dad.
Who are you with today?
But there's no one but you, honestly. I swear. It's no one.
The question. The question.
So tangled, frayed, and worn.
The question.
Like a nail in a tire turning up again and again whenever his mind made one complete revolution, like a fish being slammed against pavement long past its death.
She began to feel bloody.
She began to feel strangled.
She began to wonder why she didn't leave.
She began to wash her hands
there
with her own language.
Watching television, and I'd be laying with my face against the cold floor and
you're seeing someone
looking
else
at their silhouette.
Tramp.
In the
I
night.
Know you are.
Sometimes it was too hard to keep trying.
They looked like the perfect family.
She had to quit.
Oh,
she
Daddy.
She just had to quit.
So oh, I wish you could have really loved me.
She was the gray-blue color of cold when they found her.
The gun from the dresser was in his belt on the bus on the way to Louisiana when they found her.
Please listen.
The lower part of her face was a dark hole from behind when they found her.
They wondered if she knew it was coming from behind. When they found her, they wondered. They wondered how long it took her to bleed her veins into emptiness when they found her. They wondered what she thought through the hours she lay on the sticky mattress with her life seeping into it when they found her. They wondered.
Anyway, I'd cry, but they couldn't hear me. It was like I didn't exist. They never heard me. It was just like being dead.
You just heard Redefining Democracy in America, Part 2 by Jackie Apple and Keith Antar Mason. Broadcast by New American Radio.